Happy International Women's Day. And we have a female mayor here in Montreal, Valérie Plante, the first female mayor ever in Montreal. And I believe the only mayor across the country, right? In Canada, I don't believe there's any other female mayors. I could be wrong
about
that.
For a city this size?
For a city this size,
not
right?
This size, yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very impressive. And she's on the phone right now. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm super good. How about you?
We are doing wonderful.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Look, we know how busy you are, and we're not here to talk about politics, okay? We're here
It's okay. It's part of my job, right?
Yeah, you can handle it.
You can handle it, but you can also use the break, right? So we want to talk about International Women's Day, and what does it mean to you?
Well, I mean, it's a day where we can, of course, celebrate everything that's been accomplished, but also to look ahead and to see where we need to reinforce, making sure that we reach parity in all the, you know, domain of life. So to me, it's a celebration, but also continue to, I wouldn't say fight, but just to address some of the issues that are still going on that are different for women.
It's pretty amazing. There's no female mayor in a city this size in all of North America. So I'm wondering what kind of pressure comes with that, because there's got to be some. There's got to be.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Actually, I got to say, there's another mayor, the Mayor Bowser in Washington, D.C., and she's an African-American woman. So I got to say that I think we're due. So we're due.
I love it.
And so, I mean, it is a lot of pressure, but at the same time, I am so proud, so honored to be this first woman at the head of the city of Montreal. And I think it shows, and that's what I'm getting a lot of feedback, a lot of letters from little boys and girls and women saying, you know, it shows us the way. We see that we can reach to the top. We can go for a huge position. And I got to say, it's not easy. That's always what I tell the, you know, people that I meet. There's a lot of sacrifices, but at the same time, we got to do it. This is what, you know, it was the right thing to do.
Speaking of the right thing to do, you just mentioned Mayor Bowser. And whenever I talk to young girls, the first thing that comes to mind is like, oh my God, please start supporting each other. Please start loving each other and building each other up. What do you have to say about this?
Well, I got to say, it is true. But so far, so good, because since I've been in politics, I've been getting so much support from women in different fields, whatever it's the business one, the academic one. And I got to say, when I got elected, a woman that I respect a lot, a powerful woman here in Quebec, said to me, you know, we need to give you the tools so you can succeed. And that doesn't mean that, you know, all women need to agree with my decisions. But we need to support each other in making sure that we give each other the tools and the support so we can continue, we can succeed.
I love it. That's a great message for younger women who are looking up to you as a role model, for sure, in the position that you're in and maybe want to follow your footsteps one day. And on International Women's Day, can you tell us the women that influenced you growing up?
I was just thinking of that, and I always find this question difficult. But okay, I'll go with my mother.
Yeah.
It's important because, you know, it's the first woman who got in my life and supported me so much and gave me all those amazing humanist and feminist values. And from there, I would say that, you know, women that made their way through politics, like whatever, it's Louise Arel, even Michelle Obama, I got to say, though she's not in politics, I've had the chance to meet her. And she is just so inspiring. And she's been doing so much before becoming the first lady of the United States. So all these women in their own way, and that's what I find interesting. We need to make sure that there's more different types of models. So girls, young women, and women can self-identify with a diversity of models.
Absolutely.
Oh, well
Mayor
said.
Plante, thank you so much for taking time out to chat with us on International Women's Day. I'm so proud to call this beautiful city home as it's being led by such a powerful and intelligent woman. So thank you.
Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Au revoir.
Here's Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. It's the Beat 92.5.